we see that the hachana to be Yitzias Mitzrayim was to be mevatel avodah zarah of Mitzrayim. The korban Pesach, the Yidin had to take a tleh. The tleh was the avodah zarah of Mitzrayim. And as Chazal bring down that he saw the Yidin, that was the Bodan Shulchan Aruch, Noisekelim Shulchan Aruch, that's Shabbos HaGodl, that the 4 days before, Yitzias Mitzrayim was on Thursday, 5 days before, whatever, the Shabbos before, the Yidin took the tleh, and the Mitzrayim asked them what they're doing with it, and they said they're being makrovit, they're bringing it up as a korban, Bekitza, they're killing their avodah zarah, and they couldn't do anything, and the miracle is what we have, Shabbos HaGodl. Now here there's a very important yisod, because we see that the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim is a bittel of Avodah Zarah. What does it mean by Oimek, a bittel of Avodah Zarah? So if one looks at the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says very clearly that the whole origin of Avodah Zarah was that everybody believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was HaKol Yachol. Eventually people started saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Ein Hachanami, but Hashem left the Oretz down here for us. In other words, there was a certain bechina of koichi v'oitzi miyodi. Now Hashem's hanhoga is only in Shemayim, but not down here in Oretz. And that's the origins, that's how all the Avodah Zarahs became. The feeling that down here is we are in charge. That's the origin of Avodah Zarah. The bittel of Avodah Zarah is, when it's nizgala, that everything we do, but mamish everything we do, is all from HaKadosh Baruch. We don't do anything ourselves. A bechina of lesle migar meklum. A bechina of we don't have anything on our own. We can't do anything on our own. We can't do anything by ourselves. So the bittul of Avodah Zarah is the idea of lesle migar meklum. That even after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely involved in everything that's going on in the world, and we are doing better nothing in this world. We are all pulled along kilu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the yisoid and that's the shorish of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why, since the whole origin of Avodah Zarah is that down here in the Oretz we do, therefore the bittul of Avodah Zarah is the hakdama to Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that explains us in a beautiful way why they had to tie dafka the tleh to their beds. A bed is made when a person's sleeping. When a person's sleeping, he's helpless. When a person's sleeping, he's not in control of himself, bichlal. So they were taking the Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim, which states that man is in control, and they tied it up to their beds to show that just like a bed is a kli where a person is not in his own control, a place for sleeping where he's not in his own control, tying the Korban Pesach, tying the tleh to the bed, was this idea of showing that even where we feel we are in control, we're not really in control. That's the yisod. And that's why the Korban Pesach was given together with the Parsha of Parshas HaChodesh HaZelachim, Rosh Chodeshim, because why do we get the moon? Just like the moon doesn't have any of its own light, and even though it may seem that it has its own light, it doesn't have any of its own light, so too we don't have any of our own koyach. The goyim count the sun because they feel they have their own koyach, but we count the moon because we realize that we mitzad ourselves haven't got anything. It's everywhere HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leading us. And that's why that we say in Agodah Shel Pesach, it's Darshan Vayered Mitzrayim. So we say in Agodah Shel Pesach, Onus al pi hadibur. When Yaakovinu came down to Mitzrayim, it was Onus al pi hadibur. Onus al pi hadibur means now Onus. We've got nothing to do with it. The Izbit Satoira says on that pasuk, Vayered Mitzrayim, Onus al pi hadibur. So the Hilge Izbit explains that Onus al pi hadibur means Yaakovinu felt up a certain meshicha to go down to Mitzrayim, and he didn't understand why. It's a place of tumah, but he felt a certain pull inside him to go to Mitzrayim. And that's what he means, Onus, that he felt a certain Mashiach, because that's the Nakuda of Mitzrayim. That's exactly the Nakuda we're discussing. That we are being led, we are being taken, we're not doing anything ourselves. So the whole Yerida to go down to Mitzrayim was a Bechana of Onus. Onus means we're not in our own control. Onus al Pi Adibah. That's the Bittul of Mitzrayim, of Bittul of Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. And that's the Bechana of the Korban Pesach. So that's why also Yitzias Mitzrayim ended by Makas Bechoris. Bechor is Yindua Bechor Shor Hodor Eloi, as the Pasuk says, in Mezois HaBrocha, regarding Yosef, that Bechor is Shoroi Hodor Eloi, Bekarnei Re'im Karnov. In other words, Bechor, Rashi says there, is a Lashon of Gedula, a Lashon of strength, and the Bechorim, the Mitzrayim, took this idea that they are in charge and they have the strength, so therefore the HaKadosh Baruch is Mevatel Bechor. Mevatel Bechor means being Mevatel their Koyach, that they feel that they are doing something. And Masha'en Ken Klal Yisrael, who we are, the whole Klal Yisrael is a Bechina B'ni Bechori Yisrael. We are male all our koichas. We are male all our koichas to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the emissaries, and we've discussed this before, that the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vayihi B'Shalach Paro, we only go back to now Bekitza, because it's in a different share. Vayhi b'shalach parah esa'om. What's the ending of Vayhi b'shalach parah esa'om? B'shalach parah vayhi, Chaim Kodesh explains that Vayhi is always a lashon of tzar. What's the tzar of here? We left Mitzrayim. What's the tzar? Teretz says Vayhi, the tzar is b'shalach parah esa'om. Where he felt that he sent us. He felt, even after all these makas, that he still has his input. He still has his input. And that's why that to be destroyed. That's why that to be destroyed in Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's why it says, Sus v'reich v'roma v'yom. They couldn't stop. They just carried on galloping. In other words, Sus v'reich v'roma v'yom. The cavalry riders were the most powerful soldiers, and it says they just carried on going, the horses just carried on going, to teach that we're being led, we're not doing anything ourselves, we're being led. And that's the Indian of Klal Yisrael left into the Midbar, and the birur after the Bittul of Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim was Zechartei lo chesed noraicha havzkul asayich lechteich achrei b'midbar be'eretz lo zeruah. Now we followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, we felt a Mashiach to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'eretz Lezeruah, whether it made sense, whether it didn't make sense. We do have provisions, we do have food, we do have water. We just felt a Mashiach, we just follow, we realize that everywhere we're going, we're following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we don't have input on ourselves. That's the Nakuda. With this also, we can explain a Mordechai Yisod, and that is in the Ka'ora, in the Leil Seder, in the Ka'ora and the Leil Seder, we know that the Zroya and the Beitza and the Mora, which is connected, the Midas, so the six Midas, that's on top of the Matzahs. The Matzahs are below on a Seder plate, the Matzahs are below, and the Matzahs represent Moichin, the three Moichin, and then the Zroya and the Beitza, whatever it's on the top, corresponds to the Midas. Now we know that usually Midas are beneath the Moichin. First is Moichin, and then is Midas. And that's why people, there's a whole deal even amongst the Mekubalim, whether you put the Midas on top of the Matzahs or next to the Matzahs, because Mehechates and Midas should come on top of the Matzahs. But according to what we're saying, after we can be Miyash of this Minik, she is Saidosa Bahari Kodesh, we can be Miyash of this Minik by saying that the whole idea Moichin, everybody knows, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that's something that we feel. Yidua Chochma is the beginning of Koyach Ma. It's the beginning where the person feels that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You feel that it's a click, something clicked. It's not coming from your own Koyachas. It's not coming from your own Koyachas. But Midas, emotion, that's where the man himself gets involved. Midas is where the person himself gets involved. And the Moichin, Taka HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Moichin. And Yidua, we're not going into it now. That's why it says that the Maisa, the Odom, the Bechina Zerampin, Alpi Kabbalah, the Bechina Zerampin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it with, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it without the Moichin, with the six Midas, without the Malchus, we have to work on the Malchus, and the Moichin come down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia the Moichin. That's why when we go into Golas, like by Mitzrayim, there's an Estalkus of Moichin, and the Das was in Golas. Why is there Estalkus of Moichin? Because Moichin is something where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down to us. It's an aura that Hashem sends down and Hashem takes back up. But Midas is something that's ingrained in the person. Midas is the person himself. His Ava, his Yira, these are all that, it's all the person himself. So therefore, since Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim is the Inyan where we show that even areas where we think that we do have our own input, it's still not our own input. It's even the Midas is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, it could be that's why we male the Midas. We male the Midas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say that even the Midas, even that which we think does come to ourselves, is we male that by realizing that the Midas themselves don't come from us. They all come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not in control even of that. We're not in control of the Midas. It's the Peldik HaTorah from the Izbitzer, who explains the Bechina of Tov. It's too long of a thing, we'll leave it. Well, called upon him, that's an akuda that we have to realize. That's one very important yisod, preparing ourselves for Yitzias Mitzrayim and preparing ourselves for the Bittul of Avodah Zarah. Just like by then, from Rosh Chodesh already, Yochel Mir Rosh Chodesh, from Rosh Chodesh already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a Chodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodoshim. We don't have our own light. We don't have, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, there and then, they got the mitzvah of Korban Pesach that teaches them that Nekudah Mamesh, to be mevatel the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrim, to be mevatel the whole idea of Koichi Oitzim Yodi Osli Yisachayil Hazeh. So just like that, we came into Mitzrayim Onus Al Pi Adibur, so too Rabbi Shalom should help us. Rabbi Shalom should take us out of this Golos Achroina Kimei Tzeischom Eretz Mitzrayim Erenu Reflois, and then we'll see that everything in the La'orich, all the Shita Alf and Shnin, it was all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan, and we should be Zerich HaTaka Be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach L'shona Hazeh V'yushlaim Abnuya V'noichlam Min Hazvachim HaPsachim B'meir Ab Yameinu Amen.